All right, good afternoon, everyone, and I'm so glad that you connected on this afternoon as we have our weekly devotional and prayer. I'm just thankful that God has allowed us to get together once again, and he has kept us another week. Such a blessing to be able to come together weekly, and I'm just grateful for Pierce Insurance for their love and their passion for God and also for their employees. And this means a lot to many of us, and it means a lot to me. Just before I go into our inspirational word and prayer, I just want to pray over today's word. Father, we thank you and we give you all praise and we honor you and we lift your name up high. We thank you, God, for just being with us. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for the connection that we have on this afternoon. God, it could have been a different way, but God, you've allowed us to come together. Now, God, I pray that you will use me, oh God, to teach, oh God, what you have given me to teach on prayer. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to understand how important it is to communicate with you. God, speak through me, use me, and not only speak through me, but God, touch the ears and the hearts of those who are going to receive this word. Let them not only be hearers, but let them be doers as well. And Father, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Last week, we talked about the call to prayer, and I had mentioned that I wanted to start talking about the different types of prayers. But what I want to do on today is kind of begin that on the different types of prayer. But the main thing I want to talk about is learning to pray. The Bible is a prayer book, and a lot of times we do not look at the Bible as a prayer book. The Bible itself commands us to pray over 250 times, and it even speaks of prayer or praying an additional 280 times. So that alone lets us know how important prayer is. The Bible also gives repeated examples of great men and women praying, and many of those prayers are reported in scriptures, and many of us may have even read some of them. But when we let the Bible become our prayer, what are we doing? We are praying what I like to call an inspired vocabulary. It will often release a deeper feeling than just a quick prayer off of our minds. If we start praying the scriptures, we're reminding God of his promises. We're reminding God of what he said. So I want to encourage us to start praying the scripture. God's word is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible says, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's found over in Hebrews 4:12. And one of the most important aspects of our Christian life is what? It's prayer. But what does prayer involve? The first thing prayer involves is the conscious experience of God's presence, knowing that God is ever present when we are praying. Hebrews 4:16. Actually, I'm going to read Hebrews 4:14-16, and let me get to that really quick. I'm going to be sharing a couple of scriptures with you on today, and I meant to tell you that earlier so that you can have a pen and paper. But Hebrews 4:14-16, the scripture reads, "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who was unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin." So we know that we have God who was with us. We have Jesus who understands our concerns. He understands what we're going through. And then verse 16 says, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." It's telling us that we don't have to be afraid to come to him. We can come to him with confidence, with boldness. So I want to encourage you to understand that God's presence, he is with us, and he wants us to come to him in boldness. And then over in Matthew, the 27th chapter, verses 45 through 51. I'm not going to read the scripture, but I'm just going to talk about it. Again, that is Matthew, the 27th chapter, verses 45 and 51. This is when Jesus had had died. And when he died, the temple curtain was torn from top to bottom, and that he's allowed us free access to come to him. So oftentimes we think that we need to go to somebody else to talk to God, but we can go to God directly. We don't have to have a minister to pray for us. We don't have to go to a priest to pray for us. We can come boldly ourselves to the throne of grace because of what Jesus did. But even by doing that, know that God is with us. He is ever present. Then understand the second thing that prayer involves is communicating your thoughts and desires to God. Don't be afraid to communicate to God. There is no taboo. There's nothing that you should be ashamed to talk to God about. Understand, he already knows. He knows everything that you're dealing with. He knows what you're frustrated with. He knows what you're excited about. He knows what you're angry about. Because even the word says, cast our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares. Go to him. It says, communicate your thoughts and desires to God. Prayer strengthens our intimacy with him. It's important that we strengthen our intimacy with him by talking to him. I'm going to give you a scripture. That's Philippians, the 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. What did I just say? Everything, not some things, but the word of God says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And what's going to happen? The scripture goes on and says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. So we want to make sure that we understand that communicating your thoughts and desires to God involves prayer. So no matter what it is that you're dealing with, don't be afraid to talk to God about it. Prayer empties the heart of its cares. Whatever you're dealing with, it's going to empty the hearts of your cares. Without prayer, you can collect what I like to say, more baggage, more weight, more frustrations, more stress. If you hold on to these things and we don't cast our cares upon him, what's going to happen? It's going to build up. And the more it builds up, the more stressful we'll become. The more it builds up, the more frustrating we'll become, simply because we will not pray. So I want to encourage you, make sure that you just give it all to him. Communicate your thoughts and desires to God. The next thing that prayer involves is allowing God to communicate his will to you. This part right here is important. Allowing God to communicate his will to you. Oftentimes, we'll go and we'll pray and we'll say what we want to say to God, and then we get up, don't we? But God wants us to sit still. Let him talk to you. You're asking him, you're asking for direction, but you got to sit still. You got to stand still and allow him to communicate back to you. Prayer is more than a give me list. God, give me this. God, give me that. Prayer involves sitting still and listening to him and hearing what he wants you to do, hearing his direction, letting you know what he's expecting from us. What I do want to read is I want to read Matthew, the 7th chapter. Verses 7 through 11, but I want to read it from the Amplified version. So give me a second as I pull out my Amplified Bible. Again, that's Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 7 through 11. I like the Amplified version, and some of you may be familiar with that version, but it allows, it just gives a clearer understanding. So Matthew, the 7th chapter, verses 7 through 11 reads, keep on asking and it will be given. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be open to you. Let me stop right there. Oftentimes we hear people say, well, no, you only should ask God one time. Otherwise, your faith is not strong. No, you can keep on asking. You can keep on praying about the same thing. There's no, you can do it as many times as you want. I have to say that again, because the Bible even says that here right in verse 7, keep on asking and it will be given.
Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be open. Verse 8 says, for everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be open. Verse 9 says, or what man is there of you, if this son asks him for a loaf of bread, will hand him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will hand him a serpent? Verse 11, if you then, evil as you are, know how to give good and advantageous gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, perfect as he is, give good and advantageous things to those on asking him? That's a good word right there. So I want to encourage you to allow God to communicate his will to you. And don't be afraid to keep on asking. Don't be afraid to keep on knocking and know that he will direct you. He will give you direction. So prayer can be defined as communication with God in his presence. Now, the next thing we want to know is, how should we pray? We know the Lord's, well, I can't assume we all know, but the Lord's Prayer is found in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 9 through 13. And that is, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but what deliver us from evil. This is just giving us a format of prayer, how we're supposed to go to God first. We go to him, reverence him as being God. Then we go to him and say, God, whatever your will is, God, your will be done and not my will. And ask him to provide for us. So this is giving us a format of prayer. Now, the next thing I want to say is, when and where do we pray? When and where do we pray? Is there a set place that you have to pray? Is there a set time when you have to pray? Absolutely not. I have to make this clear. You can pray anytime. You can pray anywhere. Okay. Matthew 6:6 even tells us, when you pray, it tells us to go into your inner room. When you have shut the door, pray to the Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. So that scripture tells us that we should make sure that we have our private time of prayer. But it doesn't have to just be during that private time. You can pray anywhere. You don't have to shut the door only. You can be in your car. You can pray. You can be at your desk and you can pray. You can be in the grocery store and you can pray. Wherever you are, don't be afraid to pray. Pray wherever you are. There is no set place and there is no set time, but it is important that you do have your private time with him, your set time with him. I would say whether it's in the morning or it's in the evening, but understand that's not the only time that you need to pray. Pray throughout the day. Have a conversation with him while you're driving. Have a conversation with him. A lot of times when I'm traveling, I'm having a serious conversation with him and I'm trying to drive and tears are coming down my eyes and I'm trying to see, but conversation with him, no matter where you are, have that conversation with the Father. Why pray? Why do you need to pray? God wants you to experience his plan for your life and to participate together with him in a personal relationship. That's why. 1 Corinthians 8:3 says, but if anyone loves God, he is known by him. Matthew 7:8 says, ask and it shall be given to you. Everyone who asks receives. Matthew 18:19 says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. And then I want to read Matthew 21:22, where it says, in all things you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive, believing you shall receive. This is key. We have to believe. Now, some more scriptures I want to leave with you, and I'm not going to read them, but if you can write them down, or if you want me to, I can email them to you as well, or email it to Patricia and she can share them with you. John 14:13-14. First John, the third chapter, verses 21 through 23. Again, that's 1 John 3:21-23. And then Proverbs 28:9. And I'm going to read that one. He who turns away his ear from listening to the law, even his prayer is an abomination. It's important that we listen to God and that we connect with him. And then what I want to share with you before I end this word of inspiration, seek God's will and not your own. Seek God's will and not your own. We say, God, we want your will to be done. But sometimes we like to kind of help God out. But what I want to encourage you is to seek God's will and say, yes, God, I'm willing to listen to you and obey. This is all part of praying. 1 John, again, that's 1 John, the fifth chapter, verses 14 and 15 says, and this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we ask from him. I want to encourage you to seek God's will and not your own. A lot of times we want our will, but say, God, not my will, but your will be done. We're seeking God for direction. We're seeking God for answers. God, when we pray to him, say, God, not your will, but not my will, but your will be done. Because when we allow his will to be done, things will be so much better. If we get our hands off of it and trying to figure it out and trying to help God, a lot of times when we put our hands on it, we make a mess, don't we? So say, God, when I'm praying to you, it's your will, not my will. And I pray that you will understand the importance of prayer, the importance of having that time with communicating with the Father, the importance of being honest with him. I can't stress this enough. Be honest with him. Be what I like to call be naked with him. Just expose yourself. Don't be afraid to expose yourself to God. God already knows. Expose everything to him. He knows what you're struggling with. He knows what you're frustrated with. He knows your challenges. Don't be afraid and don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Your conversation is with him, no one else. Do not be fearful, but go to him boldly. He's given you access to come to him. Take advantage of the access. Go before him and say, God, this is what I'm dealing with. God, this really getting on my nerves right now. Just be real with him. I mean, that's just how it is sometimes. God wants us to come to him boldly. So I want to encourage you, while you're praying, make sure that you pray boldly. Make sure that you experience his presence. Make sure that when you go to him, that you not just ask him for everything, but sit still and hear and allow him to talk back to you. Allow him to speak to you. He will speak to you in the stillness of your time. Allow him to begin to communicate his will to you. Don't just get up and say, all right, I'm done. Amen. But sit still. That's why it's important that have that time that you set apart just to have that conversation with him. It is my prayer that this word of inspiration on prayer is a blessing to you and has also inspired you, has given you some kind of direction and how to pray and the importance of prayer and communicating your thoughts and desires to God is important, and knowing that he is present with you and knowing that you need to confess whatever sins that you have before him and knowing that he loves you. You are his beloved. You are his beloved. You are the beloved of God. And knowing you are the beloved of God knows that helps you to know that he cares about you and he's concerned about everything that you're concerned about. Again, I pray this has inspired you, this has helped you, and that this will even push you to go to prayer even more. This is my prayer on today. Now let us go into prayer at this time. Thank you, Father.